or the loser, if you'd come up to the side here, we'll send you to identify it. And a little girl has lost a purple purse. If you found a purple purse, please let us know that. Well, we are about ready now to begin the afternoon program, Friday afternoon, the second program. We had such a good time this morning. Some of you were here and some of you have just arrived. And we're glad that the sun is under a cloud. It's nice and cool, and we hope that the E Pluribus Unum will keep going in the other direction. But we won't worry about that, because rain or shine, the show goes on. And I can't think of a better way to begin the afternoon program than with an expert banjo player, Dale Weber from Odessa, Florida. Let's clap him onto the stage.
The kind of banjo that I play is frailing, the old style of frailing. In bluegrass music nowadays, there's current a version of the Johnson Boys that makes them out to be heroes. Like, they were scouts in the rebels' army and their sight was very far. The more usual version of that has them to be a bunch of clod hillbillies. And, of course, if you're in Kansas, then they was from Kansas, and if you're in North Carolina, they was from North Carolina. But the people that really know that they was actually from North Florida. This is the Johnson Boys. Johnson boys are raised in the ashes, didn't know how to court the maids. Shuffle their feet and hide their faces. Sight of a pretty girl makes them afraid. Sight of a pretty girl makes them afraid. Sight of a pretty girl makes them afraid. Johnson boys eat peas with honey. They've been doing it all their lives. Makes the peas taste kind of funny, but it keeps them on the knife. But it keeps them on the knife. But it keeps them on the knife. Johnson boys, they went a-hunting, took two dogs and went astray. Tore their clothes and scratched their faces, didn't get home till the break of day. Didn't get home till the break of day. Well, they didn't get home till the break of day. Johnson boys, they went a-courting, Coon Creek girls so pretty and sweet. They couldn't make no conversation, didn't know where to put their feet. Didn't know where to put their feet. Well, they didn't know where to put their feet. Johnson boys went to the city, riding in their Model A. They came home hungry and walking, didn't have money for to pay their way. Didn't have money for to pay their way. Well, they didn't have money for to pay their way. Johnson boys will never get married, they'll stay single all their lives. They're too scared to pop the question, ain't no woman gonna be their wife. Ain't no woman gonna be their wife. Well, there ain't no woman gonna be their wife. Thank you. Believe it or not, it's kind of warm up here, but I came prepared. We talk about teaching history with the music, and the main reason that I can remember... Wrong. There's a story about a feller that comes to town, country boy comes to town, and he meets up with a city slicker. Now, the way these stories usually turn out is that the country boy outslicks the city slicker, but this one don't turn out quite that way. It's generally called Wagon Yard or Wagon Yard Blues, but the whole title gives it all away. It's called I Wish I'd Bought Me a Half a Pint and Stayed in the Wagon Yard. I'm a jolly farmer, last night I came to town. Bring a bale of cotton, I had worked the whole year round. I put my team in the wagon yard and I bought me a bottle of gin. I went out to see them electric lights and to watch them cars come in. I met a dude out on the street, that clock was striking nine. He says, come on, old hayseed, well, take a drink, it's mine. I must have bought a dozen drinks, well, it hit my pocketbook hard. I wish I'd bought me a half a pint and stayed in the wagon yard. I am a deacon in a Hardshell church down near Possum Trot. The sisters knew about my spree, it sure would make them hot. I went on a party, I led the pace that kills. When I woke up, that gang had gone and left me all them bills. I found them over on a corner near Soul Salvation Hall. That drunken bunch was out there singing, Jesus paid it all. They put me out in a dry goods box, oh Lord, my pillow was hard. I wish I'd bought me a half a pint and stayed in the wagon yard. Now listen, all you farmers, well, I'm here to talk with sense. You want to see them electric lights, just look right over that fence. Don't monkey with them city ducks, you'll find them slick as lard. Just get yourself a half a pint and stay in the wagon yard. Most of the music I do comes from old-time string band. This is the bands of the Southern Mountains that were recorded in the 1920s and the 1930s, and they were billing this music as old-time music then. Charlie Poole was one of the most famous. Charlie Poole and the North Carolina Ramblers was one of the most famous of them, and they do this railroading song about a feller named Bill Mason. On the road all his life. I'll never forget the morning Bill married himself a wife. He hadn't been married but an hour till up come a message from Chris ordering him to come down and bring out the night express. For the night express, and if she hadn't have done so, she would have been a widow, I guess. There was some drunken rascals had come down from the ridge, went out on the trestle and tore the rails from the bridge. She said, there's something wrong. In In less than 15 minutes, Bill, train gonna be along. No time to go to the telegraph, too far away from home. She just picked up a lantern and headed for the bridge alone. Bill saw little Maggie signal and stopped the night express. Found little Maggie crying on the track in her wedding dress. Crying and laughing with joy, still holding on to the light. He'd come around the curve a flying, Bill Mason's on time tonight. The banjo is kind of famous or infamous for playing in different tunings. And of course, every time you mess with it, it all goes wrong. There's a fiddle tune that I've been trying to learn to play for a long time, and I finally, quite by accident, learned how to play it, or worked out a way. This is a little bit different arrangement than probably you've heard. It's called Whiskey Before Breakfast. Different. A friend of mine named Bobby Hicks. He's a Florida songwriter, and he is around here. In fact, he'll be up here a little bit later on. Writes a lot of fine songs about Florida. And he wrote this song about going fishing in Florida on the Okeechobee and running into some of the native reptiles and about the trouble you can get into, especially if you don't take the right provisions. Now, in this particular case, the right provisions being gasoline and beer in that order. The song will explain that. This is called The Alcoholic Alligator. I was down on the Okeechobee about 7 years ago, doing a little speck fishing with some good old boys I know. We were drifting toward Moorhaven about as fast as a flat bottom floats, when a 12-foot alligator tried to get into my boat. Now, in the very next verse, I will explain as to why I was drifting in the first place. Mercury makes a pretty good outboard. Without gas, it ain't worth a damn. I did not want to shoot him. I'm a conservation-minded man. I'd forgot to charge the battery so my trolling motor would not spin. I was fighting him off with a paddle till I dropped the paddle in. Mother said there'd be days like this. She was right. To anyone on the Okeechobee that day, it must have been a sight. I fed him a life jacket and a CB radio, trying to curb his appetite. My friends, they were no help at all. Too much beer, they could only laugh at a 12-foot alligator trying to bite my boat in half. You know, it was one of them don't just do something, stand there kind of situations. I threw a Budweiser at him and watched as he drained the can. After he'd downed 2 six-packs, I was beginning to understand. As he swam zigzag back to the shore, started rolling around in the sand. I realized I was down the Okeechobee with an alcoholic alligator on my hands. Try to make that last line fit after you've had a six-pack or two. I finally flagged a fisherman down who towed us to Moorhaven Lock. I relayed the story about the reptile, about how that gator got crocked. He was quick to reply with his own tale on dark Okeechobee night. Had caught a 20-year-old Coleman lantern that still was burning bright. He said, both of us are liars, son. As fishermen, we got the right. You sober up that gator and I'll blow out that light. I swear to you, friends and neighbors, this gator tale is true. If you're ever on the Okeechobee, the same thing could happen to you. You meet him somewhere on the lake, your canoe he tries to crush. Just give him 2 or 3 six-packs, he'll swim off a harmless lush. Thank you very much. You. Uh-huh. Ouch. Cousin Toma wants me to do another song. Therefore, what would be good? Did your mind ever go blank? Just, you know, I've forgotten every song I ever knew. Yeah, okay. There is a song from English Music Hall that was written as current events, so it had to be around 1918 to 1920 or so. And it's about a feller named Harry Pollitt that was elected to the English Parliament. And he was in there 2 years, and they discovered that he was a communist working for Lenin. So they kicked him out, and they wrote this song about him, like he had died and gone to heaven. It's called Harry Pollitt. Pollitt was a worker, one of Lenin's lads, till he was foully murdered by them counter-revolutionary cads. Counter-revolutionary cads, counter-revolutionary cads, till he was foully murdered by them counter-revolutionary cads. Well, Harry went to heaven, he reached the gates with ease, said, I want to speak with Comrade Gotham, Harry Pollitt, please. Harry Pollitt, please. Harry Pollitt, please. May I speak with Comrade Gotham, Harry Pollitt, please. Who are you, said St. Peter? Are you humble and contrite? I'm a friend of Lady Astor's. Well, okay, that's quite all right. Okay, that's quite all right. Okay, that's quite all right. If you're a friend of Lady Astor's, well, okay, that's quite all right. Put him in the choir, singing hymns he did not like. So he organized the angels, and he led them out on strike. He led them out on strike. He led them out on strike. Well, he organized the angels, and he led them out on strike. One day when God was walking around heaven to meditate, who should he see but Harry chalking slogans on the gate. Slogans on the gate. Slogans on the gate. Well, who should he see but Harry chalking slogans on the gate? Well, they brought him up for trial before the Holy Ghost. for spreading disaffection amongst the heavenly host, amongst the heavenly host, amongst the heavenly host, for spreading disaffection amongst the heavenly host. Well, the verdict, it was guilty. Harry said, oh, well. He wrapped his nightie round his knees and it lifted down hell. It lifted down hell. Well, it lifted down hell. He wrapped his nightie round his knees and it lifted down hell. 7 long years went by. Harry's doing swell. He's just been made First People's Commissar of Soviet Hell. Commissar of Soviet Hell. Commissar of Soviet Hell. Well, he's just been made First People's Commissar of Soviet Hell. Well, the moral of the story is easy for to tell. If you want to be a Bolshevik, you'll have to go to hell. Thank you.
About another hand for Dale Weber from Odessa. Before I introduce the next performer, I want to remind you, especially those of you who have just arrived here, that there are many, many things going on here at the Folk Festival. This is just a very small part, what you see right here. There are other stages. There is the old marble stage, which is over near the foods area. If you haven't had anything to eat, you might like to go over and get a bite to eat and go sit over at the marble stage. And let's see, right about now, well, actually in a few minutes you can listen to some dulcimer music. And if you would like to go over to the Azalea Garden, you might be able to listen to Dale again if you want to follow him over there. And also over at the Maritime Folk Life area, there is also music going on, which you might like to catch. At 1:30, there will be fisherman stories about big catches and close calls, something we could probably all relate to. Our next performer, I am very, very thrilled to introduce. He used to sing at the Florida Folk Festival many years ago, but because of schedule conflicts over the years, he's been unable to attend, and last year he made a surprise visit, and everybody was thrilled to have him back. He lives in the Orlando area, and that's where I was raised, and I'm pleased to say that he was my first guitar teacher many years ago. He is a fine singer, performer, songwriter, and recording artist, and he has tapes and albums available, probably over there, and at the Friends of Florida Folk booth. In fact, there are many, many artists here have tapes and albums that you might like to be interested in taking home. But certainly this next person is one that you will enjoy, I'm sure. Please welcome Jim Ballou.
Well, I guess this one will do. Friends, what do you get when you cross a male donkey with a female horse? Who said that? I heard him say that. You got it right. It's a mule. Friends, what do you get when you cross a female donkey with a male horse? Hey, you got it right again. A Jenny. That's right. I got one more question for you. How long does a mule live? Till he dies? That's a pretty good answer. But that's not the right answer. Now, every good Florida cracker knows a mule never dies. When they get to be 50, they turn into preachers. Thank you. Well, I had a mule, he's such a fool, he never paid no heed. I built a fire beneath his tail, and then he showed some speed. Now get along, mule, don't roll your eyes. Yeah, you can change a fool, but a doggone mule is a mule until it dies. Get along, mule, don't roll your eyes. Yeah, you can change a fool, but a doggone mule is a mule until it dies. Well, I bought some biscuits for my dog and laid them up on the shelf. Times got so hard, I shot my dog and ate him up all myself. Now get along, mule, don't roll your eyes. Yeah, you can change a fool, but a doggone mule is a mule until it dies. Get along, mule, don't roll your eyes. Yeah, you can change a fool, but a doggone mule is a mule until it dies. Well, the cat flew with Ma's knitting bag and swallowed a ball of yarn. When that cat had kittens, well, they all had sweaters on. Now get along, mule, don't roll your eyes. Yes, you could change a fool, but a doggone mule is a mule until it dies. Get along, mule, don't roll your eyes. Yeah, you could change a fool, but a doggone mule is a mule until it dies. Look out. Well, I went to call on my best girl, her bulldog jumped at me. He bit me in the old back porch right near the maple tree. Now get along, mule, don't roll your eyes. Yes, you can change a fool, but a doggone mule is a mule until it dies. Get along, mule, don't roll your eyes. Yeah, you can change a fool, but a doggone mule is a mule until it dies. Thank you very much, friends. Can I see a show of hands, those of you who have ever worked in an orange grove? I see one over here. There you go. I'm real proud to say that I spent a lot of my youth learning about the groves. And it's a real special education. There's a lot to be learned from it. I want to tell you the story of Snake Man. Now, friends, this is a story that was related to John McPhee by an old Grove man. And it's simply called The Story of Snake Man. Now, Snake Man was an old Grove worker. He was an all-round grove man. He planted trees, he pruned trees, and he grafted trees, and he sprayed trees. He was an all-round grove man, and they called him Snake Man. Now, nobody knew what Snake Man's real name was, but it was Walt Henderson. Now, the reason they called Walt Henderson Snake Man was because he couldn't stay away from snakes. Every time he'd see a little snake on the ground, he'd grab it and chase the other workers with it and scare them to death.
So that's why they call him Snake Man, see? Well, one day, Snake Man picked up a little pygmy rattler
and started chasing the other workers with it. And that thing got loose from his hand and bit him right on the thumb.
And the foreman told him he was going to have to go to the hospital.
He said, no,
I'm not going to the hospital because I'm fine.
Well,
they
finally
got in there, and they thought he was going to
die.
His arm swelled up about 4 times its normal size. Now, Snake Man was in the hospital for 2 weeks, and he finally got out of the hospital and took him another 2 weeks to come back to work. And one day, he finally showed up at the Grove, and one of the other workers called to him, and he said, hey, Snake Man, how you doing?
And Snake Man
stopped dead in his tracks
and looked at all
of us, and he said,
boys,
my name is Walt. I want to do a song for you about the Groves. This is one I wrote a few years back. And it's simply called
The Orange Grove Blues.
I got the Orange Grove Blues. I believe that hole done broke my back. Got the Orange Grove Blues. I believe that hole done broke my back. One day I rode so many circles,